It's just past 20 past one, and as we speak, the tax indaba is underway just down the road at the Sandton Convention Centre. We've asked one of the panellists to pop out of the Convention Centre and around the corner to our studio this afternoon to chat to us about one of the real hot topics of the week, the issue of VAT pricing. Gerard Badenhorst is Director in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Gerard, great to have you with us. Thanks for popping out to come and visit us. Our listeners may know already from our news bulletins yesterday that the issue of VAT zero rating has been under discussion in Parliament before the Finance Committee. Yesterday, we heard from a number of different organisations and bodies making submissions calling for the list of VAT zero rated items to be extended. Notably, there are proposals to include protein sources, the likes of chicken or peanut butter, canned pilchards. There are also requests to add sanitary products to that list, nappies and school uniforms. Now, Gerard, obviously, this comes against a backdrop of that VAT increase that came about in April. But actually, we're in an interesting window here, because if I understand it correctly, the actual formal legislation of that VAT increase hasn't quite been finished. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. The legal framework is that the VAT legislation empowers the Minister of Finance to announce a VAT rate increase in the national budget, which he has done. And then the VAT rate increase will apply with effect from the effective date as announced, which was, as we know, the 1st of April 2018. Mm-hmm. And then it applies for a period of 12 months. So Parliament needs to pass legislation to confirm the VAT rate increase within that 12-month period. If for whatever reason they don't pass the legislation, then the VAT rate increase will apply until 31 March next year, and then we will revert back to 14%. But if they pass the legislation within that 12-month period, then of course the new rate will apply beyond 31 March 2019.
I think many people will be surprised to hear that. Does that mean there's any possibility in your mind that the VAT will go back to the 14%? Is it likely at all?
I think it's unlikely, because we need the money. We are in a shortfall. The VAT rate increase is estimated to generate about 23 billion rand. And if the VAT rate goes back to the old rate, then for the next year we're going to struggle. We would need to find the resources to make up that shortfall.
Okay. Now, the question of zero rating is a hot topic, and many people instinctively respond, great idea, let's zero rate sanitary pads, for example, a great example. But let's talk about whether that really works as a way of mitigating the economic squeeze that so many families are feeling, Gerard, because it's a nice sounding idea. Don't charge VAT on these items. Make them more affordable to the poor. But really, are they going to be affordable enough even if the VAT is taken away, is the bigger question. Is zero rating too limited in its scope to be a really effective tool against poverty?
Yeah, I think one needs to consider if a person cannot afford a product, by just reducing it by the VAT rate, it will not now make it more affordable. And I think if we take sanitary products as an example, by just reducing the price by 1.50 or let's say 2 rand, it's not, in my view, going to make it more affordable to the poor. But what the panel that was tasked to look at the zero-rated items has come up with and strongly recommended is that perhaps instead of zero-rating the products, or perhaps coupled with the zero-rating of the products, that they are distributed free of charge to poor communities and to schools and to clinics. And that, in my view, will be a much better way in mitigating or providing relief to the poor than by just taking away the zero rating, and everyone benefits from it.
Same applies to another one that's often talked about, books. A book is a hugely expensive item. Taking a couple of rands off in the VAT is not going to make it any more affordable to somebody who couldn't afford 10 rand for a book, much less 100 or 200 rand. But making an investment in a library which is going to offer thousands of books free of charge to thousands of children might be a more effective way of assuring access.
No, absolutely. I think books are a bit more difficult in the sense that what you want to achieve by zero-rating books, it's not going to help the poor, because the poor, and the research by the panel has shown that the poor can't afford books to start off with. But if you want to promote literacy, then one can look at that. The question is whether you should use the VAT system for that. The other problem that you have from a VAT perspective is you need to define what exactly is a book. Does it include magazines? Where do you go with e-books?
Mm.
So it's really a difficult issue, and perhaps the VAT legislation is, or the VAT system is not the way to go as far as that is concerned.
The other argument against zero rating of many products, Gerard, is that it's, yes, it may benefit to a small degree the poor who need that benefit, but it also equally benefits the rich who didn't need that subsidization, if you're going to call it that. And that possibly, that's not fair, that we shouldn't be seeing people who could already afford to buy them at the higher price getting the bonus of a zero VAT rating as well.
Yes, absolutely so, because certainly everyone benefits from a zero rating. And it doesn't matter what product you look at, to a larger or lesser extent, the high-income households benefit a lot more. The Davis Tax Committee, for example, has indicated that milk is the zero rating of milk benefits higher income households substantially more than lower income households. So it is a problem to use the VAT system in order to promote certain products.
Mm. Now, someone's just SMS saying the shops will just put the price up of everything anyway. That really taps into the big question mark here, is that even if you do zero rate additional products, who is monitoring that retailers will then pass on that reduction in price to the consumers? Is there anybody making sure that they just don't say, thanks, we'll pay less for the product on our end and continue to sell it at the same price?
Yeah, there's absolutely no guarantee unless the price is regulated. And the more exceptions you have, the more chances of abuse you have. So there is a chance that the retailers will take the margin for themselves. If you are in a situation where you've got a lot of competition, of course the competition may eliminate that. But you may still have the situation where retailers may over-declare zero-rated sales, in other words, declare more than what they've actually sold, and then take the VAT that they collected from standard rated sales for themselves.
Mm.
So the consumer is not prejudiced, but certainly less money is then paid over to the fiscus.
So we've talked a lot about the problems with zero rating. I guess let's finish with the question of what might be a better tool, either alongside zero rating or instead of zero rating, if we want to really make a difference for families who are just struggling to put food on the table.
Yeah, I think what one needs to do is, and that's also recommendations from the Katz Commission as well as the Davis Tax Committee, is that one actually need to look at government social expenditure and to put money into the pockets of the poor. And this can be done either by way of expansion of the school nutritional program, social grant increase, unemployment insurance fund benefits that are paid, so that you actually give the money to the poor and then they can decide how do they want to spend their disposable income.
So rather let them have the income and deploy it where they see fit than try and dictate that by taking it off the products they can then choose from. Gerard Badenhorst is the director in the Tax and Exchange Control Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer. Gerard, thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. The final, sorry, last question. You've spoken already about the fact that VAT increase is to bring in 23 billion rand that our budget needs in order to balance. If we are to see this list of zero-rated items increased, what would be the knock-on impact on the fiscal? Would that then mean that potentially money has to be borrowed from other projects that might have in fact had more impact on poverty relief?
Yeah, absolutely. The panel has estimated that it's going to cost the fiscus an additional 4 billion rand. So that needs to come either by way of additional borrowings, or you need to cut back on other expenditure, or you need to consider very seriously eliminating fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
And that's a conversation we could have for the rest of the hour. Thank you so much for being with us, Gerard Badenhorst of Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer.